Good afternoon, and welcome to Nokian Tyres Q4 end of quarter call. My name is Päivi Antola, and I'm the Head of Investor Relations at Nokian Tyres. Together with me in the call, I have Hille Korhonen, the President and CEO of Nokian Tyres, and Teemu Kangas-Kärki, the CFO. As usual, this Q&A conference call is to give further clarity on information which has been made public already earlier. We have some 30 minutes for the call. We'll start with a brief introduction by Hille and then move on to the questions. Hille, please.
Thank you, Päivi. Good afternoon and great to have you on the call. Early December, we had a very successful trip to Russia together with some of our sell-side analysts. As you know, we have the largest manufacturing operation in Russia, and we wanted to demonstrate the efficiency and scale of the Russian production and also our leading position in the Russian market. Today, our market position in Russia is the strongest ever. During the quarter, I have had several conversations with customers, and the feedback from them is that the market has continued to be tough. This is in line with what we have said in our third quarter call. Just by looking at the weather forecast of our core markets, winter season has clearly had a slow start. As we have not updated the guidance is as stated in late October. Looking ahead, we continue with the execution of our strategic investments as planned. We are looking forward to the Dayton factory starting commercial production in early January. As you know, we will leverage the same technology and competence as already tested in our Russian factory. This gives us a unique global production platform that allows us to scale up or down our output according to demand. In all our passenger car tire factories, we can manufacture all sizes and models, which again increases the flexibility of our production. This was a brief summary, and now let's continue with Q&A.
Thank you, Hille. As said, operator, please, we would be ready for the questions from the audience.
Thank you. If you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Gabriel Adler from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. It's good to hear you've maintained your guidance, and this sort of implies quite a solid price mix for the fourth quarter if you're going to offset what's clearly going to be weaker volumes given the slow winter tire sell-in. Could you please just provide some commentary on pricing of winter tires in this tough market? Are you seeing price pressure on the tires given oversupply because of the late sell-in? That's my first question. My second question is on Russia and the Russian market and any indication of your expectations for the Russian market next year. Are there signs of any recovery in new car sales you expect to come through next year? My last question is just on inventory levels. Could you give an update on inventory levels at the dealers for both winter and summer tires? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Regarding the pricing situation during the third and fourth quarter, there is definitely in Europe pricing pressure given the additional volumes that there are in the market. We, of course, from our our point of view, focus on improving the mix and working on availability to be able to deliver what is needed. Then regarding the Russian market for 2020, it's still too early to make any statement about the market condition because the winter tire sell out will have an impact on the demand next year. So we will come back to our market expectation when we are releasing our full year numbers in February. And what comes to inventory levels, it's the same kind of the same answer. Summer tire inventory levels in Russia, they are lower compared to previous year, and in other markets, they are on a, I would say, back to normal level as far as we have understood the situation. And winter tire inventories, it's still too early to make any statement about the winter tire inventories since the season is still actively ongoing.
Okay, if I could just follow up very quickly on pricing. I understand the issue around European pricing pressure, which all your competitors are seeing, but specifically on winter tyres in your local markets, in Russia and in the Nordics, are you seeing price pressure on those as well?
In the Nordics, we are a market leader, and we have been taking prices up in order to compensate some of the negative currency impact, and also in order to compensate some of the raw material cost increase. In Russia, overall, there has been some slight increases in terms of pricing of winter tires, but we have been doing some changes between the different product groups. Overall, the pricing impact is positive because of the higher share of A-segment products in Russia.
Okay, thank you very much.
And the next question comes from the line of Akshat Kacker from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just willing to ask that you obviously highlight that end markets have continued to be challenging across key markets. The question being, are you willing to take more cost actions in Finland in addition to what you've already announced in both indirect or direct functions? And when you budget next year, what are the key focus areas for you? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Our key action regarding cost management is related with our production capacity utilization in Finland, and we are currently having temporary layoffs as planned earlier. And what comes to general cost management, we have had ongoing throughout the year already several cost improvement and cost management projects, but I would just like to highlight that the biggest impact is coming from the capacity utilization.
Thank you.
And just as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And the next question comes from the line of Bastian Vaninen from Nordea. Please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Pasi from Nordea. Well, two or three questions, if I may. The first one is actually related to inventory. So what's the amount of excess tires you do have on your own inventories in terms of units? And then the second one is more related to this kind of the current situation and December and the guidance. So if the market is weak and if the snow is missing, what actually you still expect to happen in next 2 weeks period, which actually would make this season to more normal or better than it's currently? And maybe as the last one, there were actually some growth in German when looking at the new car registrations in fourth quarter. Have you seen similar growth figures in replacement tire market at all, or on your own figures? Thanks.
Thank you, Pasi, for your question. Regarding our own inventory management, we are having 70% of our tires in winter tire season, it means that we have some inventories throughout the year. We have been managing the capacity in order not to create excess inventories. This is our way and approach, and we continue to have a possibility in our toolbox for next year to take down Nokian factory capacity if needed. We will not be creating excess inventories on our own. You had a question regarding the normal winter. We of course would love to see the snow on the ground already in November. As I said, in the core markets in Nordics, the snow is not there. Also in many parts of Russia, there is not a strong winter or in Central Europe. Of course, there are countries where you still need to have winter tires despite of the rainy weather. This is of course then creating some demand. Clearly, for example, in Finland, where the snow came early but then disappeared, it has been taking down the business in Vianor as we see. You mentioned the German market and replacement situation, whether it's driven by stronger new car sales. I would say that regarding winter tires, the market is at the moment quite weak.
Okay, great. That is understood. Thanks.
The next question comes from the line of Artem Beletski from SEB. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, this is Artem from SEB. A couple of questions from my side. Could you maybe comment how your receivables collection has been progressing during Q4? Because it's quite crucial, and I guess you might be impacted by weather conditions right now. The second question is relating to your guidance for this year. Just trying to understand, as you're talking about approximately 20% EBIT margin, so what does actually approximately means in your vocabulary, so to say? So how big deviation you can allow from there?
In terms of trade receivables, so far it has progressed more or less according to the expectation. As you know, December is the big month, and we know that then in the beginning of January. No major deviations so far. In terms of our guidance, what we have stated that approximately is on a level of the number without being too specific.
Okay. Very clear. Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I will hand it back to the speakers.
If there are no further questions, then Hille, maybe a couple of words from you and then we can finish the call.
Just to conclude the call, as said, we are ramping up the production in Dayton and looking forward to starting 2020 with a capacity of about 900,000 pieces. In order to be able to do that, we will be then recruiting new team members starting in the first quarter. Regarding the Spanish test track, we are on track with our schedule and looking forward to having first customers visiting the track next summer already. And with the heavy tires, everything is proceeding according to plan. So many thanks for to our team for executing the projects in a very professional way.
Thank you, Hille. So we will be on the line again on the 4th of February with the full year results. And now, happy holidays, everyone. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Okay, you're back in the private speaker area.